Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this episode of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to be talking to Kat Williamson about hormone replacement therapy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is Dr. Clark. On this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about hormone replacement therapy. We have a special guest on this episode, Kat Williamson, and we're going to discuss hormone replacement therapy, how it can help, how it's helped her. So, Kat, go ahead and say hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. We're glad you're here today.
All right, so kind of hormone replacement therapy, you're kind of hearing more about it throughout the media, and it's somewhat of a controversial subject, which I'll hit on a little bit, but why did you even start contemplating this?
Well, I had been hearing of some stories about some folks that had had hormone replacement therapy, and I had a lot of the symptoms that I felt like that hormone replacement therapy would be beneficial for me. Some of those symptoms were night sweats and lack of sleep, low libido, lack of energy, and probably I guess things kind of trickled down. If you don't sleep well, then maybe your energy level is low, and I had mood swings, and so I thought I'd give it a try.
Right. I mean, this is something that obviously can affect many, many people. When we talk about kind of hormone replacement therapy, people are often concerned about, and the big controversy with hormone replacement therapy is that potentially could we cause people a higher risk of something bad developing. Specifically, we'd say something bad. The big things we worry about are cancers, blood clots, heart problems. And with bioidentical hormones, what we don't see is the higher risk with that. Now, with synthetic hormones, which many medications out there which are for replacement therapy, a lot of them are synthetic hormones. But bioidentical hormones look exactly like human hormones, and no drug company can patent them, so they typically aren't sold through the drug companies. They aren't the big ones that you get at the pharmacy or anything like that. So bioidentical hormones, they've actually been around for almost 100 years now. It was back in the 1930s when the bioidentical hormones and even pellet therapy, which hormones can be given through pellet therapy, were developed. So a lot of symptoms come along. You've described some of them very nicely, but yes, the hot flashes, I just feel poorly, I don't sleep well, which then relates to more fatigue, but there are some true medical problems related to kind of hormones kind of falling off. And I guess I really ought to back up for a second and just kind of explain that, literally as we age, typically, normal hormone levels typically start to fall, it's a bit lower. And as hormone levels fall, then potentially we can get symptoms. And that's exactly what Kat was kind of describing, some of those symptoms. And so when we talk about hormone replacement therapy, we're not trying to make people superhuman. What we're trying to do is actually get them at that level where they feel best, or is kind of an optimal level. Not a superhuman level. We're not trying to really get outside of normal. We just want to be at the upper end of normal, where people often feel the best. But some of the other medical problems, some of the heart problems, osteoporosis, there are many things like that, which we don't necessarily think about as hormone related, but actually they are. Same thing with Alzheimer's disease, is that they can actually be somewhat hormone related. As hormones drop off, some of these other things become more likely to happen. And as we optimize hormones, they become less likely to happen. So anyway, let's go back to kind of your story a little bit. So you're starting to have these symptoms. Have they been going on for a while?
The symptoms had been going on for a while, actually way too long. I let myself kind of, I'm not going to call it like suffering through the symptoms, but I think what happened with me and my story is I just kind of gradually you know, just I'm getting older. I'm 52.
You're and getting better. What do you mean? Like, you're not getting older. You're getting better.
Yeah. But anyway, I think I was just sort of accepting the fact that, you know, okay, so maybe this is a new chapter in my life and this is the way I'm going to feel, and it's just kind of gradual. And then, you know, when I had the hormone replacement therapy, it was almost like pushing that rewind button, and it's like remembering, oh, that's the way that used to feel. Oh, that's what it feels like to want to exercise and, you know, just to have the energy and get through a good work day and go home and feel like, you know, throwing dinner together and throwing that extra load of clothes in the washer and things that often I was just getting, you know, after putting in a day's work, I wanted to go home and kind of chill. And so I just feel better.
Right. And what's amazing about that, there are a lot of things that you kind of describe and hit on there that we often take for granted, is that we just think, well, we're getting a little older, we're slowing down a little bit, so yeah, I do get worn out a little more easily, and I don't have all the energy that I'd like to be able to go home and do more things around the house, or whether to take that walk after dinner. You know, I'd rather just kind of sit down a little bit. And some of that has to do, we often say, well, it's just normal aging. Well, it is, but you don't necessarily have to suffer with those things, is that we can actually improve on those. And so kind of we sat down and talked about hormone replacement therapy, and kind of tell us a little, you know, we, from your perspective, we talked about specific types of hormone replacement therapy and kind of what was your decision on that, of what type and what to proceed with.
Well, my decision was to proceed with pellet therapy, and the reason for that is it's really convenient. I'm not taking something every day. I'm not like rubbing something. I know that there's a lot of creams and things like that out there, and I wanted something that would, I could have it done, I can kind of forget about it, and it's going to last for a long time. So I've actually had my second procedure. And my first one, the typical time frame, I think, for women is like 3 to 4 months. And I would say 3.5 months, mine lasted. So I just kind of went along feeling good and then was able to do it again. And now here I am again. I'm feeling awesome. And I've got a while to go until I'm going to have to address it again.
All right. Yeah, and that's very true. I'm going to explain a little bit more about the pellet therapy. Been around again for, you know, really literally since the 1930s or so. So it's not something that's brand new, but basically bioidentical hormone that can be placed in a pellet. And we usually use a combination. For women, it's often a combination of testosterone and estrogen. And it's usually estradiol, E2. Yeah, humans make 3 types of estrogen. We use estradiol in the pellets. For men, it would be mainly testosterone. But for women then, you know, there are different ways of giving hormones. And we can do creams and we could do patches and that. The issue with all of those is that the absorption tends to be very erratic, as well as kind of the ups and downs. It's kind of a roller coaster of effect, though. Some days it's working wonderfully, and other days, man, I feel terrible. And it's because the dose can be up and down and all over the place. With pellet therapy, it does require a little procedure, which we'll talk about in a minute. But what we find is that it a much smoother transition, as well as then we get this nice level, you know, hormone levels, which is where you're in the place that you would like them to be to improve the symptoms the most. And very commonly, just like Kat described there, is that someone will know when they're wearing off. And for most women, they usually need a repeat procedure every 3 to 4 months. For men, it's usually about 5 to 6 months. Men have a much different dosing, and so they can last longer. But for women, it's about 3 to 4 months. And literally, you could tell, right, when it was time to get another one.
I could tell, yes. I could tell. I started, the symptoms came back, basically, and they kind of came back gradually. And within a couple of weeks, I just knew it was time.
Right. And that's a very typical scenario, though. And so it often, when we're talking about repelleting, it's not necessary that I have to check you know, we do check a lot of blood work. We check some labs and make sure you're an appropriate candidate and that type of thing. But it isn't, once we kind of get the system down, it isn't necessary that every single time we have to check this blood work or lab work. It's like, no, we're actually going to be treating some of your symptoms. Once we have the dosing correct, we're really going on what, how you feel, and then we can adjust from there. All right, so yes, it does take a little procedure, and it's under a local anesthetic. Tell us a little bit about, okay, the procedure. You lived through it, obviously.
The procedure itself, I mean, for me, it was, like, so easy. I think it. I had a little bit of, the pellets actually were inserted in my hip area, and I guess it was a tiny incision, but I would have never known that because I didn't feel it. There was a little bit of, I guess, numbing medicine, and I want to say it took like 5 minutes, maybe less than that. I didn't even feel, you know, Dr. Clark said, maybe you'll feel a little bit of pressure. I didn't even feel that pressure. And really, when it was, I didn't know he had done it before it was over. So it was so fast. It was really easy.
Right, and that's also a typical scenario. The actual procedure itself, once we start doing it, literally only takes a couple of minutes, just like Kat mentioned there. We do it under a local anesthetic. We typically will do it kind of in the hip area. We want to use some area that has some subcutaneous tissue there, which means the little fatty tissue under the skin. And so you'll usually put it in kind of a padded area there, and the hip is a great place to do that then. It takes just a couple of minutes. We use a little local anesthetic. I have to make a tiny little incision. It's just a couple of millimeters. It does not require any stitches. It's just some little tapes over that. And literally within a couple of days, most people are kind of back to doing absolutely whatever they want to.
Right. I was back to doing what I wanted to, like, that day. I went back to work, actually, and had a little bruise, you know, but just a little bit of bruising, and there were some little discharge instructions, but they were real simple, like, you know, how long to wait to get in the shower and exercising and things like that. But no, I was back to normal, really, you know, that day.
Right. So, I mean, that's a very typical, yeah, typical scenario there. So, kind of just looking at, you know, the outcome, you know, you started with all these symptoms. Tell us a little bit about, okay, what happened then?
Okay, so, like I said, when I described pushing that rewind button, literally for me, within a couple of days, I could tell a difference. I kind of went back to, I just had this overall, like, I just felt better. I felt happier. I went back to a little bit of my silly self, and I didn't feel so serious. I went from being tired to actually wanting to exercise. One of the big questions, sex is my friend again. And so, I mean, that, you know, that's really, that's important to a lot of people. So that was awesome. Everything's sleep good, and the trickle down factor. Again, if I'm sleeping well, then I have more energy throughout the day. I love it. I wouldn't go back.
All right. I mean, that's exactly, that's the, we hear this story over and over and over again. And yet most, when Kat, you'd mentioned that, gee, within a few days you were noticing differences. And we typically see a couple scenarios there. It sometimes takes people a good couple weeks for it really to be kicking in, but for most people, within about 10 days or so, they're starting to notice, hey, I'm feeling different. I'm feeling much better. And what you're describing is very, very true. And, you know, people often talk about all the other things, but certainly libido is an important one for those of us as we get older. We'd all like to kind of maintain or be on the top of our game, so to speak. And so it is something that's just another important, what I'll call really the one of the benefits of there. Obviously, from a health perspective, that isn't necessarily the most, you know, from a physical health perspective, but from a mental health perspective, that can be a tremendous benefit. So just
one more thing that I'm sorry that I failed to mention, this was kind of eye-opening for me, is that my lean body mass increased and my body fat like by 5 points. So that was really, that's got to be healthier. I would, you might can talk a little bit more about that, but that was kind of eye-opening for me.
That is absolutely correct. You know, kind of the both estrogen and especially testosterone helps you preserve lean body mass, can actually help build lean body mass. Sometimes people are a little concerned that initially after that, the weight can jump up just a little bit, but often they're feeling so good that doesn't bother them too much. Mm-hmm. And typically the weight will kind of come back down over time, but it is. We see people have that improvement of lean body mass there, and subsequently they just feel better. And reality is they're healthier with that too. So.
Right. Right.
So, kind of, if you were going to throw something out to the listeners out there, as far as your recommendation, and kind of what do you have to say for all that, just as a final wrap up there?
Well, I was talking to someone one day, and I like to use these words. A lady that did this, and she said, if I could go out on the streets and sell this, I would be out on the streets selling it. It's, I mean, my story and my testimony. That's just the way I feel. I tell everyone, you know, I'm not shy about it. I tell everyone that if they're experiencing any of the symptoms that, and it's not just the symptoms I had, it might be the symptoms I had or additional symptoms, and all of those are mentioned in your webinar, Dr. Clark, that where if you go to the website at Center for Hormone Health and Wellness, all of those symptoms are mentioned. So anyone that's going through anything like that, I say at least maybe there's blood work. It's really kind of easy to get started. There's a little bit of blood work, and then Dr. Clark just kind of goes over with you really thoroughly what he actually showed it to me on the computer and showed me what my dosages would be and explained it to me really well, and I felt great about it. I wasn't scared. I felt like I needed something to give me that boost, and I love it.
All right. Well, Kat, thank you very much for kind of speaking to our listeners here. And if you do want more information out there, I would encourage you, you can go to our corporate website, which is www.cfwls.com, and you can get to the Center for Hormone Health and Wellness site through that, because we are connected. Or you can go to the Center for Hormone Health and Wellness.com as well. And either way, we have a lot of information on there, but I do have about an hour-long webinar, which is basically a video where I walk you through all the pros and cons and the pluses, the minuses, and things to think about. And I like people to have it thoroughly explained. And then, as you mentioned, we sit down and we go over everything with the individual. We do check some lab work ahead of time, so we can go over all that with you and just sit down and make that conversation available to you. So if there's more information that you want, please let us know here at the Center for Hormone Health and Wellness or through CFWLS. The phone number here at the Center for Weight Loss Success is 757-873-1880. Again, the website is cfwls.com. Now, just overall information on weight loss, you know, you can get it through our corporate website as well, or join us on Losing Weight USA, which is losingweightusa.com. I'd like to thank everyone for listening out there. Thank you, Kat, for being our little speaker today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And for everyone out there, remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Good day, everyone.
Good day.